Thursday, September 11th. Memorial of Saints Protus and Hyacinth, Martyrs. The Epistle from the Letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 32 through 38. Brethren, call to mind the former days, wherein, being illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, and on the one hand indeed, by reproaches and tribulations, were made a gazing stock, and on the other, become companions of them that were used in such sort. For you both had compassion on them that were in bands, and took with joy the being stripped of your own goods, knowing that you have a better and lasting substance. Do not therefore lose your confidence, which hath a great reward. For patience is necessary for you, that doing the will of God you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and a very little while, and he that is to come, and will not delay. But my just man liveth by faith. Haydock Commentary. After having laid before them the severity of God's judgments, he comforts them with the hopes they may have of their eternal salvation, from what they had already suffered soon after they received the light of the gospel, and were illuminated by baptism. He encourages them to patience in the short time of this mortal life. But my just man, he that liveth according to the doctrine I have taught, liveth by faith, which is the groundwork and foundation of a good life. Luther and Calvin teach that faith alone is sufficient for justification, and they define this faith to be an assured confidence that their sins are forgiven them wholly by Christ's passion. No text, however, in Scripture teaches that a man is justified by faith only. In Romans, Luther makes St. Paul say that a man is justified by faith only without works of the law. But the obvious meaning of the text is that neither the works of the written law done by the Jew, nor the works of the law of nature done by the Gentile, before either of them believe in Christ, can, without faith in Christ, justify anyone. Saving faith is a faith working through charity in Jesus Christ, a faith which includes hope, love, repentance, and the use of the sacraments. Hence St. James declares that a man may have faith but not works, but that faith without works will not save him. St. Paul teaches the same in 1 Corinthians 13, "If I should have all faith so as to move mountains and have not charity, I am nothing." The Gospel from Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, nor hidden that shall not be known. For whatsoever things you have spoken in darkness shall be published in the light, and that which you have spoken in the ear in chambers shall be preached on the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, be not afraid of them who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you shall fear. Fear ye him who, after he hath killed, hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say to you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Yea, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. And I say to you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God." Haydock Commentary. Christ calls the hypocrisy of the Pharisees leaven, which changes and corrupts the best intentions of men, for nothing is more destructive than hypocrisy to such as give way to it. Christ informs us that more than bare inward protestations of fidelity will be demanded of us, for he moreover requires an exterior confession of our faith. So says St. Ambrose.